HKX, KO4RYP. Did you make it out of your dead spot, Patrick?
Making the vehicle change right now, but usually I can talk to you here.
So you must be at
RYP, KN4EWA.
EWA, KO4RYP. How are you doing today?
Hey, Ms. Anna. You know what? My wife's not out here with me, and I'm not exactly authorized to answer that question. She's the only one that's authorized to tell how I am.
Exactly right. She is the only one that's authorized to say that. You're right, Steve.
Oh, I tell you what. So how are you doing?
I'm doing good. Just been, you know, have a little bit of a lighter day today, so I haven't been glued to my computer like I typically am, which has been nice because I do believe my eyes go cross-eyed sometimes staring at the computer for too long, but doing okay. Just enjoying this warm weather, hoping that spring is here for sure, and we can get all this cold chilliness behind us and move on towards summer.
Give my old bones a rest and a little bit of a thawing out and a break. I tell you what, I can't wait for some good warmth. Now, I tell you what, the pollen has been tearing me up, and I actually went out and popped for some new glasses. Before I knew what happened, I got a new pair. I'm waiting on a spare pair, and I ordered a pair of prescription sunglasses. So the next time you see me, you can call me Hollywood.
Do that, definitely, for sure. And you were right about the pollen. It has been awful. My front porch is solid yellow. It drives me crazy. And the older I get, the more the pollen bothers me in the spring. I have heard that if you will eat local honey regularly, then your seasonal allergies will be very much diminished. Have you ever heard that?
I heard that, but I haven't had my own bees for the last two seasons, but I am going to get my hives fired back up, not this spring, but this coming spring, and I still got a little bit of honey left, and I know exactly what you're talking about. And I tell you something else that's involved in with that is that royal jelly with that. That's part of the formula. And yes, it does absolutely work.
It's understandable. Like, they would pollinate everything that would be around you and local to you. So if you ingest that honey, it would seem that it would build a tolerance for whatever blooms around you. But I had no idea you kept bees. That's really neat. Chad's mom used to, and we've talked for years about trying to have a hive and get that started again to have some fresh raw honey.
Tell you what, they're a little bit not work intensive, but you got to keep up with them, especially around here. And this past year would have been a good year to have had bees over the winter because the winter wasn't severe. But the winter before last, all four of my hives got turned into a block of ice. They couldn't survive the 15 degrees where we were here over here on this knoll. And it froze them out. And this coming year, though, we're gonna fire them back up. And I tell you what, now, I took a beekeeping course from a friend of mine, and I believe they do the beekeeping course, and if you wanted me to put you on to that so that you know how to do it the right way, oh, they are real good, and it's in conjunction with the Clemson Extension agents.
You know, Chad's mom, when she kept him, she was in contact with Clemson Extension all the time to getting all kinds of good information. I'd love that. That would be really great because, like I said, Chad and I have talked about trying to get a hive and going again and seeing, you know, how much honey we can get. How much did you said you had two hives. How much did you get from two hives?
We had four hives, and I got about, let me think back. We're down to about three or four jars left, because we eat honey all the time. Man, I tell you what, there ain't nothing better than a good old pan of fresh, good old flaky biscuits and some butter and honey mixed up together. Put that on them. Oh, biscuits. Oh, I know what I'm going to do for breakfast in the morning now. See what you started? But I think, back to the subject, I think we got like 20 or 24 pint jars of honey off of the four hives. But I got all the equipment, and listen, if y'all do get into this, don't go buying a bunch of equipment. I got a honey separator, you know, a centrifugal separator and all that good stuff.
It's good to know, Steve. I appreciate that. We'll definitely, I'll tell Chad. We've got the boxes, like that where the hives, where they come and make all their honey. I'm sorry, I don't know all the terms. But I don't know that we still have any of the other, like the extractors and all the other stuff. So we'll definitely, you've lit a fire under me. So I'm going to have to talk to Chad, see if we can't get something going. And I hear you about biscuits with some butter and honey. But Chad would say that it'll make you want to smack your mama.
So better. She'll put me down like a bad habit. Oh, goodness gracious. Now, I tell you what, it's too late for this year. I would imagine with conditions the way they are from last year, all the bee boxes that you can buy are pretty much bought up. And I got mine over in Pickens from a place called Bee Well. And there's a place in Traveler's Rest, but I just don't care for them all that much. Those folks over in Pickens really know what they're doing. And I get good quality, hardy bee queens in starter boxes from them. And but it's too late for this year. They need to be going out right now. And as a matter of fact, I would almost bet you that they've sold out already. So this coming year, hey, let's stay on it, and I'm going to restart mine this spring. So if you guys want to do it with us, hey, we're ready.
Sounds like a good plan. I like it. I saw that place in Pickens you were talking about just the other day. Chad and I had run down to the deer camp for something, and he took us a different way than we normally go, and we passed that place. So I'll have to go by and check them out. But I remember seeing it now, and I thought to myself, I wonder if they just keep bees. That's why I thought maybe they just had the bees and sold the honey. But that's great that they sell, like, all the starter stuff and everything you would need.
There's a couple of places online that you can get stuff, and you can get it a lot cheaper than over there because their boxes and their supers are kind of pricey. And they're a little bit pricey on their bee suits, too. But I'll tell you what, the most fun in the world, trying to figure out how in the devil that one bee got you from underneath that suit.
I expect they're pretty smart and can find the one little spot where there's a tiny little opening to get inside your bee suit or under your veil and do some damage, that's for sure.
Or BWA. Well, I tell you what, they can get right mean. They can get tough. But I know this guy over towards Chesney. He's probably got, last time I talked to him, which was 2 years ago, he had like 75 or 100 hives, and he never wore a suit. Never once wore a suit. And now he used a smoker, but he didn't use a suit. I told him he was crazy.
Have to wear a suit and use a smoker. I'm not so sure I would trust either one exclusively.
Go. Well, you and I are in the same boat. Yeah, and I'm still trying to figure out where that one bee got in. they're not stupid. But I tell you what, I know you guys have got a garden going, don't you?
Small one this year. We haven't started it yet. Keep talking to Chad's dad. We kind of are going to do one together with him this year since he lives next door. And we were talking to him the other day about just it needs to the spot where we usually plant is still just very, very wet. Like, it takes a while. It doesn't get full sun all day, which makes it ideal so we don't burn everything up, but it's taking a little bit extra time to dry out enough to where we can plow. So, but we're planning to do some, maybe not as big as we normally do, but I can't go without a fresh tomato. So that, I told him I didn't care what else we planted, I wanted some tomato plants. How about you? You gonna do a garden?
Garden is 100 feet long and about 50 feet wide. And last year we planted okra. We planted two rows of okra, 100 foot long. And you know what? How much okra we got? A handful and a half. The deer got the rest. So I've been doing research, and the best I can come up with is put up a small electric fence around the garden just to spook them back. So that's what we're going to do this year. So I've got the poles and the wire and all that good stuff, but I don't want to put that up until I finish tilling the garden. Now, I know Chad's got the tractors over there, but now does he have a good deep rotor tiller?
We do, and that's typically what we use to turn it up and get ready for planting. So we just hadn't got that part started. When Chad and I first started dating, I grew up in Greenville, didn't have any garden ever. My mom couldn't grow a thing. We lived in the middle of the woods. My dad didn't believe in cutting down any trees. So we barely had any grass. I think my dad did that by design. And we never had a garden. So Chad and I started dating, and he asked me to help pick okra one time from his garden while we were dating. So this old girl jumps right up and says, sure, I'd love to help, in my shorts and my short sleeve t-shirt, and goes right in there to start cutting okra, and learned really fast that is not how you need to dress to go cut okra. And I tell you what, I learned my lesson real quick, and I think Chad got a lot of laughs out of that one.
KO4WWZ, Nolan.
Hang on just a second. Anna and I are talking about our gardens. Yeah, I know what you mean, Anna. So, now, when I say rototiller, one of those things that you stand behind and let it beat you to death, my rototiller goes on the back of my my John Deere 3000 tractor, and it's 5 feet wide.
If you have a garden, I believe you have a small farm.
Firm believer in doing it the lazy man's way. I get out there and I get it turned. I turn it to powder. So you tell Chad that if he wants to get it turned and get it powdered up real good, real quick, how much of an area are you talking about?
Nearly as big as yours. I'd say it's like maybe 40 feet by 20 feet. So we usually have like two rows of corn and a row of peppers, mixed peppers, a couple of squash on the end, and six or eight tomato plants. So we haven't done anything bigger than that in a long time.
Well, that's good. That's good. Well, if he wants some help, just let me know. And if he wants me to come by there, that would take me about 15 minutes to run that through with my rototiller. And it would take it down about 12, 14 inches. So, well, listen, I'm going to jump off of here. I enjoyed talking to you today. Try to behave yourself. And listen, I know you got two choices between a Louisville Slugger and an Adirondack. But just use the one that you got the hardest wood in, and don't crack him over the head too hard with it, okay? So, anyhow, I'll let you go. 73's KN4VWA. Chandler, jump in there, buddy. I got to jump and run. The boss come out, and she's going to put me to work. Y'all have a good day. I'm clear.
KN4YT, it's here. It's KN4WWZ.
KN4WWZ is KN4RYP. Hey, Chandler. Let me tell Steve, thanks for the QSO, Steve. I appreciate it. And we'll get back together and talk about bees some more and make a plan for next year for sure. Well, Chandler, how's your day been?
It's been good. I just got finished with my last school bus route.
It's relaxing time, right?
Absolutely.
Looking a good plan. I've got a couple more emails to send this afternoon, and then I'm going to call it a day and log off and be done myself.
A day cash or something?
I work as an administrator for an online virtual school.
Oh, I congratulate you for that, and I thank you for your service. Online school, it just wasn't something that I thought was for me. I couldn't keep up with the classes or anything.
A little bit different than your traditional brick and mortar, but I was a teacher in brick and mortar for years and years, and then when my parents' health started declining, I knew I needed to be able to work from home to take care of them, and we've moved my mother. After my dad died, we moved my mom out with us, so I'm very thankful for my virtual school job that I can be at home and help take care for her. So it is very different, and it's not for everybody, that's for sure. It works fantastic for some kids, but for some kids, it's not the best way, and that's what's great about it. It's a choice, and, you know, it's not something that you absolutely have to do. There's different choices for education in our state, and we're very fortunate.
Yes, ma'am. God has blessed us all with the opportunities that we have been afforded. I can't begin to tell you how grateful I am for my past educators and all that. Some of them have become good friends of mine. We don't talk much, but we're friends, and that's what counts.
Absolutely. I feel very blessed to have been able to develop relationships with so many students and families, and it's very rewarding for sure. Well, Chandler, I'm going to duck on out and go send my last few emails so I can be at my relaxing time of day, too. So thank you so much for talking with me. I hope you have a good rest of your evening. I'm sure I'll hear you call in on the net tonight. KO4WWV, KO4RYP. I'll be clear.
Thank you for the key service. It's a pleasure talking to you today. And good luck with those emails. I hope they all go well for you. And hope to talk to you again soon. KO4WWV, I'm on the side. Station calling, who just pressed the PTT switch? 204 WWZ.